As they return to their seats, if you'd like to join me in the first scripture reading, it's on page 195 of the New Testament in the Bibles and in the Pew Bibles. Again, from the letter of Paul to the church in Thessalonica, please listen to these words from Paul. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, so that we might not be a burden to any of you. This was not because we do not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Take note of those who do not obey what they say in this, what we say in this letter. Have nothing to do with them, so that they may be ashamed. Do not regard them as enemies, but warn them as believers. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading continues from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. If you'd like to follow along, you can do that from page 80 of the New Testament. Hear these words. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrection, do not be terrified. For these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. They will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Pretty heavy words of apocalypse in that last reading. And being the courageous pastor that I am, I'm not going to preach from that reading. But today I would like to tell you a story, a short story, about something that happened to me this week. Something that long after it happened revealed itself to me in ways that I could not have anticipated when it happened. One morning this past week, I went out for a run with our dog Magpie. It was a sunny morning in mid-November. You know, one of those recent mornings when it was so warm that I ran in shorts and a t-shirt. Magpie and I ran along a residential street under many trees that had lost their leaves. It was a wonderful sound as she and I crunched our way through that carpet of fallen leaves that covered the sidewalk. You know, that sound brought back many memories of similar autumn runs that I've taken over the years since I was a little kid. My thoughts and my eyes wander as I'm running. That day, as I was thinking about crunching leaves, I happened to look up into the trees overhead. And my eyes caught the ends of the branches, and I realized that there in the place of the fallen leaves were buds. Buds that will stay closed tightly over this coming winter, and then come next spring, they will open to reveal the next generation of beautiful green leaves. As we continued our run, we went past a nearby elementary school, and the view opened up. It almost took my breath away as my eyes scanned the distant horizon up through the foothills and then to the far peak of the Rockies. There was fresh snow on the mountains that day, and they almost glistened in the autumn sunshine. The high country was absolutely gorgeous, and I was reminded quite graphically that winter down here on the plains is not very far away in time. Magpie and I finished our run, and I realized once again how much I love Colorado and how much I love living here. As I thought about that morning run this past week, I realized that the story was a nice metaphor for today's celebration. Not only the celebration of the completion of our stewardship emphasis, but also the celebration of welcoming several new members into our congregation. Autumn is that time between summer and the winter, one of four seasons that cycle through time as our earth moves around the sun. And in the church, we are right at the end of the liturgical year. Next Sunday is the last Sunday of the year, also known as Christ the King Sunday. And the Sunday after that, December 2nd, is the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of the new year. Today is also Thanksgiving Sunday, and as you well know, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, when the secular world celebrates football and gluttony and the onrushing Christmas consumer season. But I want you to think about where you stand today. In the way that I crunched through those fallen leaves, we each of us walk the path through life, trailing behind us memories of the past. Each leaf reminds us of something or someone or some experience in our past. And yet, when we look up into the trees, we realize that God has already provided the buds that hold the potential for new life in the springtime. And God has provided us with the potential of new spiritual life as well. New leaves, new relationships, new learning, new experiences, new understanding, and new wisdom. As we walk this life path right here and right now, we can look up and we can look ahead to the distant mountains, to the beauty of a future that is unfolding before us. God has a vision for that future. We call it the kingdom of God, and it has already begun. Each of us walks this path through life. We are people who are magnificently blessed. We cannot even count the ways that God's grace has touched us. But the point of thanksgiving is to offer back to God our gratitude for this life. As the old leaves fall from the trees, new leaves are ready to take their place. Death always gives way to new life. That is the way of creation and the way of resurrection. I can't help but think of Kwaku Ayakwa, who died this past week. It saddens me and it confuses me, but I can only have faith in the realization that God knows what God is doing. His daughter, Princess, was born, and then Kwaku died. You know, we can never be quite sure where this path will lead, but we do know several things. God loves us unconditionally. God will always be with us. And we know that in the end, God wins and we all go home. That's what kingdom living means. Kwaku walked the path of God, and so should we. I know that in this past year we have lost several people of this community, and yet today we welcome new members into God's family, the body of Christ. Just as the seasons cycle through time and the earth rotates on its axis and the planet revolves around the sun, so too our lives cycle and change. And every day that we arise to greet the morning sun, we have the opportunity to begin again. God loves each of us so much that God is always ready to forgive and to forget and to love us that much more. Every day we have the opportunity to repent of those things that separate us from God, and God will wash away all our sins. Every day we have the opportunity to grow closer to God and to God's people. Every day we have the opportunity to persevere in living. As Jesus himself said, by your endurance you will gain your souls. And as Paul said to the Thessalonians, brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Every day we have the opportunity to walk further ahead on the path toward kingdom living. My friends in faith, let us continue to begin. Amen.